Second, so we'll start with two problems here. We'll start with the problem of, so you have a halacha of matzah marim yechlo. Pasuk says, matzah marim yechlo. You should come Pesach with matzah marim. So the question is what does that mean? So according to Hillel, it means that you have to actually have a sandwich. Okay, a sandwich, matzah marim sandwich. Together, you have it all together. So it says, on matzah marim yechlo, on matzah marim you should do, there, together. But the other sheet though, the Rabban argued, they said it's because I'm also a chlu who, you should eat it, singular. So it means that they're separable. And you can eat them independently. Okay? So the question is, so what's the machlokas? And how do they explain also a chlu? It sounds like it's together. I mean, what's, right? Okay. I mean, I don't think it's according to Hillel, it's this ma'akev. Even though it says, I mean, you're not yotzei unless you do them together. I think it means you're not going to be yotzei in the midst of Pesach if you don't have matzah mar. I think it's a kiyam, matzah mar chlul is a kiyam in the Pesach. But anyway, I think you're not yotzei that kiyam unless you have it as a sandwich. Mashmalan, no. The Rabbanan holds, no, you can be yotzei the kiyam anyways, even without the sandwich. You know what I mean? But he holds, no, the only way to have that kiyam is if you eat it as a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I think Tosa says it's not makiv, it's just a paper point to that. But I think that's straight. I don't think that's a machlokas. I don't know if I can prove that. But I think Tosfos says that. The starting point is it's a kiyam in the Pesach. Matzah marim is a kiyam in the Pesach. Now, that being the case, what do you say? You have to have it together or you can have it separate? It seems it means a kiyam in the Pesach. So, if you eat the Pesach without them, and then you eat them, so what? How do they relate to the Pesach? Or vice versa. If you eat them and then eat the Pesach, I mean, what's the shaychus? Pesach is Pesach. You eat the Pesach alone. So al matzah marim yechlo means that they're kiyum that you eat the Pesach together with the matzah marim. So it has to be in together. Wait a minute. Otherwise, how does it? You can't have a kiyum before the thing or after the thing. I mean, it has to be part of. It's the derech achila of the Pesach. Right? You know what I mean? I mean, that's simple pshat. I mean, that's still the thing. Is that that's the idea? It's al matzah marim yechlo. Right? So the question turns to, so what's a quote according to the Rabban? How do they, what's the kiyum according to them? And on the surface, you see why right here, this area, you're going to have it avoids Mizvahalas to a certain extent. Because Mizvahalas is, you have a clash between the two things. So which one, what's it defined as? Here, the Torah is telling you to have these together. Telling you they're not different, these are. They come together to form one kiyum. They're kiyum in it. So they're really related. Like, ideationally, they're related. You can't say, what is it? It's Malamash Me'achlu. The idea of Mazvalos is when you're talking about two different things. I mean, that's Tosfos asks that. I mean, Tosfos asks that. What does that mean to the Mazvalos or Zo? I mean, of course, this is Yosef Kossi. He's telling you Malamash Me'achlu. You can't say Mazvalos or Zo. Tosfos asks that. He gets into it. I mean, he has an answer. He has an interesting answer, but let's leave it go. But I'm just saying it's like, it's not exactly the same, you know?
Right.
Okay, so how is the question is, according to the Rabban, how do you have matzah marim yechlo if you're not eating them together? Right. So it sounds like you're saying it's good. This is what Yehuda was saying originally. I think that it sounds like it's saying is that the suda is the mitzaris. That there's an idea is like you don't say like if I have an appetizer and a soup and a main dish and a side dish, I mean, you don't say they have nothing to do with one another. It's not true. I mean, there's a meal. There's such a thing as a meal. And a meal, the parts of a meal are all related. So it means it's like the matzah marim or the side dish to the Pesach. A matzah marim yechlo. It's a kiyum that you eat the Pesach with these side dishes, with matzah marim. It doesn't mean it has to be one maisa achila. That's the question. So what's the mitzvah? What's the tziruf of the matzah marim to the Pesach? Does it have to be the maisa achila itself has to be the tziruf? Because like the maisa achila is a Pesach. So maisa achila is a Pesach has to include these things. What do you say? No. So, since there's an idea of a lel Pesach and there's a suda of lel Pesach. So therefore, there's the seudas halayla will be able to. It's a suda, which the main course is the Pesach, and the side dishes are conceptual side dishes of the matzah marim, and the mitzayrif will be through the vehicle of the suda. Or do you say no? Is that since Pesach is a ma'isa mitzvah, so if you want them to be kiyumim in it, it has to really be incorporated into the ma'isa mitzvah itself. Will the suda be a valid mitzvah?
If you say it will be, then it's not like a ma'aseh mitzvah?
Pesach is definitely a ma'aseh mitzvah. The question is how do you make a mitzvah from ma'aseh marim to it? Does it have to be through the through the physical action itself, or could it be that since achila exists in a context called the suda, okay, so therefore you'll be able to be mitzarei something to it through the vehicle of the conceptual entity called suda, you know? Or do you say no, that it has to be mitzuref to it as a maisa mitzvah, as a maisa achila, and it has to be a part of the maisa? Maisa achila is different than some maisa, like a maisa of taking a lula that exists. You take it up, put it down, it's over. The maisa achila exists, could exist in the context, context of a suda.
Right.
So like certain actions are independent. Like you swing a bat. Swing a bat could be an action, just its own action, or it could be the middle part of a game, be part of a baseball game, you know. So then everything would be related to everything else in the game. So certain actions exist in the context. Okay, but there's also an action itself. Action is like it exists in source of various definite time. So the question is the kiyum, is the kiyum after the kiyum of the matzah, the kiyum of the pesach, is it that you eat the pesach, you do a maisach chilas pesach im al matzah m'rorim? Or do you say no, it's that the pesach, the seudas ha pesach, contains the matzah m'rorim. This contains as its side dish is the matzah m'rorim. Is that a valid tzir? What's the tzir which Torah is setting up? Ask your kasha, according to this, let's say you had the Pesach. Let's say you washed. You know, let's say the Kenan Lel Tesvav, you have some Arar, then you wash, have Matzah and Pesach, and bench. So would you be Yotze according to him, according to the Rabbanon, of Amos and Rechlo?
We just said no.
We just said no, right? He says, Achfil, Zebifneatzma, right?
External to the
Suda. I mean, does he say anywhere that it has to be in the same Suda? He doesn't say that, you know. I mean, you could say that. It doesn't say in the Gemara. I mean, we are putting that in.
Right.
You could say that the Laila is the Mitzarev. And there's like
isn't
a din of like a condition of Laila.
Isn't the Laila only qualified by the
Seder
Halayla? I mean,
yeah, they say, no, there's an idea of condition of Laila. Like you see, you have Halal, you say Halal, and Shul. You know, so there's an idea of a condition of Laila. So it could be that there's an idea of a Kedushas HaLaila, so and it's a Leil of the Leil of the Pesach, so the fact that you're having the Matzah from Rorim on the Leil of Pesach is a Messiah. Could be. I mean, it's easier to see the Suda. What I'm saying is I'm not sure about the fact. You know, I haven't seen that fact. I don't, you know. So it's possible. I'm not sure. Possibly you could say is that the Laila is the Messiah. But you have that the kiyum is that on the Laila of the Achilas HaPesach, you have Achilas Matzah Mar as well. You know, the Laila is the Messiah. There is a condition of Laila. Like it says, the Pasuk is V'achluas HaBasar B'Laila HaZeh Tzliyesh Al Matzah Mar Yachlu. So B'Laila HaZeh, there's an idea of Achilas HaBasar or Achilas HaBasar B'Laila HaZeh. So then the Laila of Achilas HaPesach. It's man achila. So the laila. So it could be that since there's a unit of the laila achila sapasah and the matzah mara exists, they are eating that on the laila. They're like components of the laila. So that's a messiah. It's a harder, it's a looser kind of a messiah, but I like the other formula better. But I'm just saying, given that we're not sure of the facts, I mean, I'd say it's another possibility. It certainly is another logical possibility. You know? Okay, good. So that's that. Now let's go to the other problem, the harder problem. Okay? The harder problem is like we saw in Tosis yesterday. Okay? So let's just review. Let's just review a little bit. So according to Rashi, this idea of bittul. How does this idea of bittul work? If you eat, let's say matzah is deraisa, and marzah is darabana. So the tam of matzah is going to be the marzah of the matzah. So why? Because Rashi says the tam marzah. Because it's a strong taste. And it's a mivatla. When you chew them together, right? When you chew them together. Okay? So the idea is. So the idea is that we said that you have an achila. It's not that you need tam matzah, but the question is when you're involved in achila, the question is to be a maisa achilas matzah. So the thing is that if you're doing one achila, so since the achila of an eating, if you eat two things simultaneously and you chew them, the taste mix, so it becomes one achila experience. And the question is, how do you characterize that achila experience? So you characterize it by the overpowering. If one of the tannin is overpowering, then it's characterized as that. I mean, if you taste both of them, I guess you'll say it's a mixture. It's an achila, it's a joint, it's eating a mixture. But if it's an overpowering dam, the mora is so overpowering you don't even taste the matzah, so then you characterize the achila as an achila samara. it's mechaz mara, which is a brahma, which is a mimata. Right? So that's not mechaz mata. So you're going to be, so it's not mechaz. Right? So that's what he says, don't do that. Okay? But that's fine. But the thing is Satosa says, but the Gemara paskins basically, because of this problem, you should do it. You should first eat the matzah, then eat the marah, and then do the zechel mikdash. You do a korech to be a zechel mikdash. So the question is, why can't you just do first do the matzah, first do the matzah, and then you'll take the matzah, and then have matzah tomorrow, and then have a sandwich, then have a sandwich? Because what are you going to say? The matzah you already yotze, so you can't be a matzah then, and the maror is going to have a stronger taste, so you don't have any problems. Right? So Tosa says, no. Tosa says that then you're worried about that the matzah, which is rishos, will be a matzah the maror, which is a chof. Okay? So the problem is, but it's not for taste. So the thing is, that's the problem. So it seems like he's learning, it seems like he's learning, it's not because of taste. But it's even if it's not a stronger taste, when you have something of a shos, will be a matel, something of a mitzvah. Okay, it's a different idea of betel. What kind of betel is that? Well, that is funny, because Tosis himself on the next page says it's only when you chew it. And that's a good question, I'll say that. But and the Ramban held that. The Ramban held that way. That Rabbi Nadav brought it down. He didn't like it, he didn't see it. But he says the Ramban held that it's not because of taste, but it's because when you have a mitzvah, maisa, which is Rishos and mitzvah at the same time, so he says the Rishos is mevatel the mitzvah. Okay.
No, so, what it is just Rishos mevatel.
No, Rishos mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, the question is why? How does that work? What's this idea of bittul? I mean, so the Rebbein Dov is bothered by. I mean, bittul works as a certain mechanism. There's tam. I mean, what's how's a bittul? It's a stronger tam. What's this idea of bittul? Like a different idea of bittul, it seems. And then, of course, once you have this idea, the question is, do you say mevatel is there or not? But what's his idea? What's the idea of bittul here? And as opposed to the idea of bittul, you know, according to the, let's say, the other way, like Rashi. Okay, so far I think what Gary's saying is good. That maybe it's what you're saying also. That according to the Ramban, he's saying is it's not the normal bittul. It's not the normal bittul like Tom. Okay. But you hold it's like a conceptual bittul, which means that you have an action, a maisa mitzvah, and you have maisa rishos. There are two kinds of actions. Now, he holds that these two kinds of actions can't coexist. Conceptually, it's a contradiction. You're doing a maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah means it's an achila removed from the taiva, from an achila of taiva, and it's a maisa mitzvah. It's like it's a different type of an activity. It's not just an optional activity, it's a different kind of an activity. So he holds, so that's then maisa rishos is just a normal object of action of an hour, whatever. So he holds that if you're doing eating two things together, what is this? Is it maisa mitzvah, maisa rishos? What's the character of the activity? And he holds is that the rishos is going to win out because now the activity no longer, like mitzvah is like a superadded quality you're going to give to it. It's like it's above the normal whole rishos activity. But once you have once it has a component of rishos in it, so now the activity can't have that quality of mitzvah. You know, the quality of mitzvah is like a special quality. It means it's removed. It's above the normal achila. It's a new kind of an achila. But once you have the davar rishos in there, so it's going to win out. It's going to win out. Notice the mitzvah will be lowered to rishos. You can't raise the rishos to mitzvah. You can make the rishos into a mitzvah, but you can make the mitzvah into rishos. Notice you're doing the mitzvah improperly, and you'll have then rishos. It can't be defined as maisa mitzvah. Okay? You with me so far? So that's what it means. That if you're doing this one maisa with two opposite properties vying for existence, so conceptually, the way you resolve it is on a conceptual basis. It's through the rishos and the mitzvah. At the rishos, since mitzvah is like a higher type of an activity above, removed from the whole activity, so therefore the mitzvah is going to, the rishos is going to win out, and it's going to be mevatel. It's going to be mevatel. Right? I mean, apparently the Tosfos, the Rashi and don't hold that. They hold that if it's one achila and you want to resolve it, so you have to use it's achila. See, normal activities maybe you resolve under this type of a method. Normal activities maybe you resolve under that kind of a method. But he says this is achila. So now you have to resolve it by the world of achila. There's a culinary world here. So you look, what's a stronger taste? You have a clash, it's a mitzvah or shos. Well, what is it? One's matzah, one's mar. You see what's a stronger taste? strong. It's more as strong as it's a chasmar. It's going to go by top. Like this question, when you have a face off between the mitzvah and rishus, and you have to, the action has to be defined in one way or the other. So what do you, how do you resolve it? Do you resolve it based upon the, like, the conceptual qualities of the actions, namely mitzvah and rishus, and you ignore that it's achila, it's basically the mitzvah and rishus, and if you have a clash, if one action is defined as both, so it will be defined as rishus. Or do you say no, is that since this is achila, and achila has its own system of resolution, like one system of the tam, there's an idea of tam, the overpowering tam will be mevatel. If their times are equal, no, they'll both think they coexist in achila. Achila could have a mixture, you know, so we'll go by normal, the normal kinds of normal kinds of method. And since the tam of the mar, is stronger, despite the fact that it's that it would be mitzvah, it would seem you wouldn't be mevatel, because it's all going to resolve based upon tam, right? So that's the question: why is it that the mar, in the Gemara's case, is mevatel matzah? It says the mar the rishus is mevatel the matzah, the mitzvah. The mar the rabban is not the matzah the raisa. So why is it? Is it because the derabanan versus the deraisa, is that the idea? So then it's because it means now you have rishus versus mitzvah, and rishus is mevatel mitzvah. Or is it like Rashi does say that the mevatel tam matzah, which means it's because not because of the conceptual qualities and activities, but it's because of the culinary qualities and activity. Yeah, right. You know, right. And so that's bittel. It's different kinds of bittel. Apparently, holds like you have bittel. I guess he holds when you have a chafzos, you have a mixture of foods. I guess he's going to hold, then you have rules of bittel. But this isn't like bittel, like you don't have a taruvus here. This is an idea of like a maisa, of an activity. So the question is how you define the conceptual activity. You know, I mean, I guess everyone's going to read away. When you have a mixture of foods, then you use culinary law properties to define it. Don't say rishos or the hova. I mean, it's a culinary entity. It's a stew. It's a mixture. But when you're dealing with a maisa achila, so it's a maisa mitzvah, maisa rishos, do you use the properties of maisa and mitzvah and, you know, like the categories of mitzvah, which involve like the gavra's relationship to it, and chov and rishos? Or do you say, no, since achila is still a culinary activity, so it's going to also, it's going to use the culinary types of properties to resolve it. You know what I mean? Now, right? Okay, now what about that question about, I'm just thinking, maybe you can answer that Tosis. So the question is, according to Tosis, you're telling me that the bittel is a conceptual bittel, that the action can't be defined as a rishos and mitzvah, so what about by karcha, where you swallow them together? Swallow them together, he says that the Gemara says, yotze matzah. Why don't we say that the mar, which is rishos, will be matzah, the matzah, the mitzvah, according to Tosis? Right? Going to Tosos. Why doesn't it do that, right? So Tosos said because you chew them, you know, because you chew it together. It's only when you chew it you have bittel. So he says that's very good if you understand that the bittel is based on tam, because only then it's only if you chew them that you have tam. But if you tell me that the bittel here is like a conceptual bittel, which means because the action can be coexist, the mitzvah and rishos, and the rishos undermines mitzvah, so why do you have to chew them? You know? But maybe it means is like, like you could view it as if, like, let's say I swallow two pills at the same time. I swallow Tylenol and I don't know, some other antibiotic. You know, like, do you say that that's like one eating? You can see saying that that's like you're swallowing two pills simultaneously. It's like two actions simultaneously. I mean, what makes it one thing? Like if I eat a sandwich, I eat a turkey sandwich. So why is it one eating of bread and turkey? Because it's a sandwich. I'm chewing it, and the achila experience, the chewing, renders it one action. You know what I mean? But why don't you look at it as two actions simultaneously? Because you're chewing it. So that it's not just because they're touching or they're near each other, but it's because the action unites the two things. So you can't say I'm doing two things simultaneously. There's an interrelationship amongst its parts. But if you swallow two things, then there's no relationship between the two. So what's the difference if I swallow one pill and another pill and two swallows, two gulps, or I do it in one gulp? But it's essentially two actions taking place simultaneously. So if I do that with matzah and maror, I'm doing two actions simultaneously. The maisa is the rishos and the maisa is the mitzvah. It happens to be at the same time, but conceptually they're distinct. There's nothing that unites them. Just because they haven't both happened with my mouth doesn't mean like I do something with two hands, two different things. So they're both in my mouth, but it's not one action. What makes it one action, and what creates a conflict that has to be resolved based on this conceptual mitzvah and rishos, is the fact that I'm chewing. That's then it becomes one maisa. You know what I mean? But otherwise, it's just simultaneous. Simultaneous doesn't make it one maisa. You know what I mean? What makes it maisa and eating is the fact that in the eating, the process of eating, they come related. Good. But when I'm saying achilas rishos, I don't mean like rishos like it's optional. I mean achilas chol. Like achilas, you know, it's totally like an achilas taiva. It's nothing to do with mitzvah. Like eating the sukkah when you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but that's a mitzvah. It's an achilas mitzvah. I mean, it's true, it's a rishos whether you want to do it or not. But that's I don't mean rishos. I mean rishos like achilas rishos. I mean your own personal private achilas. Mitzvah is mitzvah. Okay. And I mean achilas chol and achilas kodesh. That's a different, you know. Tosus is difficult though. I mean, the lashon is they have to force it a little bit here, or give a different answer, because he says Yishal Omar the lo shayach bittel alak shalom asan yachad. This isn't Tosus on Yidei Matzah and Kuf Yidei Matzah and Kuf Tesvav and Beis. He says they only have bittel when you chew them together. Why? The oz mevatel tam echad es chaver. Because then one of the flavors is mevatel the other. So the question is, what do you mean the flavors mevatel one another? But if it's the flavor being mevatel, it should only be one way. It should only be the mara being mevatel the matzah, because which flavor is mevatel which? But you see, Tosfos on the previous amud says the matzah can be mevatel the mara in the proper circumstances. So it goes by Rishos and Mitzvah, not by Tam. So I'm saying perhaps you could say, he doesn't mean that one Tam is going to be mevatel, it means a stronger Tam is going to be mevatel the weaker Tam. He just means that the only way you could have bittel is if there's an interplay. Okay, if you're just doing two actions simultaneously, there's no interplay, so nothing's moving mevatel. There's no room for bitl because you're just doing two actions at the same time. But once you have an interaction of the tamen, or when you chew it, then there's an interaction of the tamen. Now you have to decide which one's primary. So then the mitzvah rishos, the rishos will be mevatel the mitzvah. So the tam of rishos will be mevatel the tam of the mitzvah. But he doesn't mean the stronger tam. The reason why he brings in tam is because that's what creates the interplay of the two actions, because in tam they become mixed. But in action, without tam, if you just chew it, you swallow it, then there's no tam, so there's no interplay between the two activities. They're just swallowing them simultaneously. So what's going to be about the what? They're just simultaneous, but there's no relationship. You know what I mean? Explain the idea. It's like the idea of Rishos and Mitzvah. It's like Rishos and Mitzvah is like, it's like Kedusha, it's an Achilas Shal Kodesh and Achilas Shal Chol. Like Kodesh means removed from Chol. You know what I mean? So it can't coexist with Chol. Like that's not Kedusha. Achilas Shal Kedusha, Mitzvah, it's removed, it's a different, you know, separated from Chol. So once you mix it with Chol, it's going to lose its character. Once it's one action with Chol, it's going to lose its character. And so what's the definition according to Tosos of whether Mitzvah Malazuzu or not? Whether Mitzvah Malazuzu or not? Because now he's saying Bittel is a conceptual Bittel, it's not based on Tam. He's saying is the Bittel is a new idea that you can't have two Mitzvah and Rishos coexist because they're going to be the ones who are about to one another. Right. So what about if you have two mitzvahs, matzah and mara, right? Hold the matzah is right. You have bittel or yisurim, right? Well, let's leave them as misurim, right? Mitzvahs. Do you say that there's bittel or not? Could those conceptually coexist or not? You know. So I think Ben's suggesting that. So like, what's the idea? Why is it that when you say that? Why is it that when you have vatal, your mitzvah is vatal rishos, right? Is it because you say that a maysa has to? This is the side of the issue. The other side, I mean, the first that you say that an action has to have a singular definition. So my one action or the conceptual activity, what's its definition? So is it mitzvah? Is it rishos? Is it matzah? Is it mar? What's the definition of the activity? So then you can have bittel, because you have to resolve it. So, you're going to, right? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess, well, it's funny, because that's why I guess a mitzvah mala zu is zu, because I guess neither one's going to be able to win out. So I guess you're not going to be able to say either, I would think. They're going to each other, because you can't define it as either one. I mean, it's just like a mitzvah mixture. I mean, like when? It's rishos and mitzvah, it defines rishos. But when you have two mitzvahs, it's just an action has to have a definition. You can't define it as a chiz matzah, you can't define it as a chiz mara. You can just be stuck. You can't say anything with him, you know? But if you say, what do you say now? So I'm sure that in a mitzvah, an action has to have a singular definition. But really, no, an action could tolerate a double definition. But it can't be two opposite definitions. It can't be mitzvah and rishos. Kodesh and chol, those are opposites. So what's the definition of the activity? So the shem rishos will undermine the shem mitzvah. Because those can't coexist. But to say that it's matzah mara or madi adadi, so it's a maysach, ilas matzah mara. It has two identities. I mean, two identities. Could say that. You know what I mean? That's what he's saying. That's what you're suggesting. That's what Ben's saying. I had a different spot. Okay? But I like what Ben's saying. It's simple. But I was saying just like maybe along the lines we said yesterday, though. Is let's say you take as a premise that an activity has to be a single definition. But you could argue that that the mitzvahs achila are a category in Torah. Just like we showed Mary yesterday in my Machalz Asuros are a class, and mitzvahs achila are a class. Mitzvahs achila shal mitzvahs are a class. So they could unify, Rav Achim Mamatzah Amar could unify into an achila shal mitzvah. So what's the definition of achila shal mitzvah? Shal mitzvah Mamatzah Amar. As if they were really two incommensurate things, but not necessarily contradictory, but incommensurate, like dam and dam, you know what I mean, or something like that, then you'd say that they couldn't, you know, then you'd say that they wouldn't be able to come together. But it's because there's an idea of achila shal mitzvah in the Torah, so that's just what allows it to be nam avata one another. You know what I mean? Because there's an idea, that's the other. That there's, it's shuva has a single definition. But the question is, will the fact that they're part of a system of machos, you know, machos shal mitzvah, of achila shal mitzvah, will that allow it to take to have both definitions? Or do you say no? You could argue that there's no halachic reality to the idea of like there's a system. The Torah said of a system of achila shal mitzvah. I mean, that's true in terms of like a meta halachic thing. Like the Torah wants to set up a whole system of achila shal mitzvahs. But like, does that have a halachic reality? Like my maisa is now an achila shal mitzvah? Or is it a halachic? I mean, achila shal mitzvah, achila shal mitzvah. What is it? You know what I mean? Or do you say like that's like a property of my action? Is it's like a achila, which is part of the system of the Torah of achila shal mitzvah? You know? So if you say that it's just it's a part of the action, it's a achila shal mitzvah type matzah, so then matzah tomorrow will be a achila shal mitzvah, will be able to unify. But if you say no, really a achila shal mitzvah is like the truth is a system in the Torah when you're studying systems, but when you're studying the action, then the action is just an action with those matzah and there's matzah does tomorrow. So that comes from what is it? You can't define it as one or the other. I mean, like, will the fact that there's a system in the Torah of you know mitzvah shal achila, will that is that like a part of the halachic thing? You know. And that's the logic of the same as Malas Vosu. And that was why I said yesterday that that's why Mitzvah Achila, that's a Tosus. This is a Shittus Tosus. That could be the only Tosus yesterday. It says Shana Gabe Achila Shaini. You know, because it's only by Achila that this, that the, you know, that this exists. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. But there's. Oh, yeah. You know, in Tosus, and I'm sorry, in Rashi, in the Tom way. This far, this whole story of things in Tosfos. The Tom way, I think, as far as still as it goes, in the Tom, like the Bittul question before, is like in the Bittul, his Bittul was only created because of the Nachmin. So he did the first day, you know, it's because of the Nachmin, it's because the Isser had there. So is this Bittul limited to that, or are you saying, no, Bittul extends? But that's Bittul, like, because that's normal Bittul. That's like Bittul, Tom Kicker, he's only, it's like Tom, you know? So is Bittul only limited to where you have a Isser and Heter, so that's not going to work with the mitzvah. So you say, no, Bittul now exists. Once it's set up, it is full reign, and therefore you have Bittul of one mitzvah versus another one. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot involved here. I mean, I think there's a lot of, if you do it carefully with the Rishonim, I think there's, you get contradictions in different Rishonim. Rabbeinu David also seems, if you go through them, it's very contradictory. Different, the way they answer these questions, like, is it about Tom? Is it not about Tom? It sounds, like Rabbeinu David, who says about Tom, seems to also have an idea of the matzah being matzah l'matzah. He's strong about, so Rabbeinu is strong about saying that Mara is a matzah l'matzah because of the Tom. But then he also has this play like Tosfos where if you eat the matzah first, then the matzah be matzah l'mara.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm just telling you, there's more involved anyway. You know, there's some ideas in the sugya, but I think too, if you really go into sugya, there are problems though. Okay, there are problems though. Okay, but I think we'll leave it. We'll move on to a different sugya next week.